Wait a minute. When were you in the drama club?
Freshman year.
Oh, please, you're a shrub.
I was a tree. Leave me alone.
Tree.
You're a shrub.
Hey, you got any hot sauce?
No.
Any chili powder?
No.
You're not cooking in your room, are you?
No, it's for my goldfish. He likes spices.
She's cooking.
I'm going to go check on her.
Okay.
What's the worst thing that can happen if I kill my roommate?
Well, depends on how you do it.
April started by borrowing my clothes. Now she's borrowing my man.
Oh.
And locked me out of the room.
Gina, if we open up that discussion now, it could take all night.
Okay.
Oh, but no, see. You misunderstand. I'm finished talking. I'm taking matters into my own hands.
There's gonna be a fight. There's gonna be a fight. Yes, there is.
Ready?
Excuse me, can I watch TV in here?
Oh.
Well, I'm 21 inches Kinesiwa Maxi View is under blink, and my portable fell in the bathtub. Well, good thing I wasn't in it.
Good for who?
Ron, we don't have a TV, okay? Go watch in the lounge.
As in the ladies' lounge? Oh, I'm with that program.
You know, we need a turnstile or a toll booth.
I thought about our little confrontation this afternoon, Kimberly, and I've decided to take a more active role in our dorm.
Dean Barksdale put the whammy on you, huh?
Who cares what that fire-breathing South said? You and I need to work together as a team around here.
Okay, I'm with you, Coach.
Good. Mr. Quibley from maintenance came by and he checked all the circuit breakers.
I know, I called him.
What a team! He also suggested we should go to each room and check for illegal appliances.
Oh, that reminds me, I have to go to Lena's room. She may be cooking in her room.
Good. While you're at it, check 210, 212, 214, and 220.
Oh, no. I have med applications to finish tonight.
Dwayne and I going out to dinner.
Oh, that's important.
It is. We're checking samples for our wedding reception and going over the bridal registry.
Oh, you sure know how to show a man a good time.
I don't see any hairy knuckles knocking down your door. Well, I don't like hairy men. I heard you like anything with lips.
Well,
I heard...
Whoa. Hem, Freddie.
There.
Freddie.
Hey. This is my argument, okay?
You just call me if you need any guys.
Kimberly, have you forgotten that it was I who recommended you for this job?
You won't let me forget.
You're welcome. I didn't realize our friendship was such a burden to you.
Oh, you are taking this guilt trip solo. Now, you just don't understand the financial and academic pressures I deal with every day.
Lord in your poverty.
We agree on that.
Kimberly, you check those rooms tonight. Or else
what?
You ain't invited to my wedding.
Lena, Kim. Okay, just 1 minute. I just got out the shower, and I'm naked. I don't have any clothes on. So just hold on. Wait a minute. Where's my robe? Oh, here it is. Wait a minute. Yeah. Hold up. Here it comes. I'm sorry to keep you out there so long, but I'm real shy about things like that.
Where's your goldfish?
Oh, there he is, right here. This is Calvin.
Isn't he cute?
Watch, he does trick. Watch this. Hey, you. Hey, do something for Mommy.
I guess these spices slows him down.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. He loves this.
He is not eating.
Hey, you. I see you in there, and I'm coming to get you.
Tim, look. Come in. It's Gina. She's climbing in the window downstairs.
You're kidding.
Woo! She just fell.
God.
Come here. Gina, don't scare
them! Oh. You've laughed. You've cried. You coming to
Thanks for the plastic.
Hey, I don't need them anymore. They clash with my pink room. You know, Lena,
My dad and I were just starting to get close. And now Delise was taking up all his time.
I'd be happy with my dad. Maybe I wouldn't have to look after him so much. So drop the bib, right?
And get rid of that ponytail.
Yo, I was just kicking it in the lobby when the aroma of some hot, spicy, distilled Louisiana Creole gumbo jumped up and smacked me in the nose. You have a spoon to spare?
Do you know how to do anything besides mooch?
Beg. Let me have a little something and just a taste on it.
All right, all right, here.
Oh, yes, gracious. Yes. This gumbo is hitting. You can make some serious cash marketing in this.
Well, tell me something I don't know.
Yo, crop time. Crop time.
Flirt wine.
Baby, I trust your taste. Just tell me what to wear and what time to be at the church, and I'm there. Promise.
Your trust sounds like disinterest.
Mm-mm. I'm very interested. In fact, I'd like to rehearse the honeymoon right now.
Oh, don't stop, Daddy. I'm feeling it.
Playing a fire drill now?
No.
Whoa, whoa.
Now, evacuate the building.
Whitney, calm down. First off, calm down. Keep it cool.
I'm calm.
Keep it cool.
Dwight.
Yeah.
Save yourself.
Save.
You know how I love you, but I've got to save these girls from the burning inferno. Relax.
He's
obviously on makeup to go outside.
Right.
Here, baby shoes. Supper. Here's Patrick.
Wait, what are you doing?
I'm saving our future and our true style.
Please forget it. Everybody else is outside.
I need a few essentials. My family album, my art portfolio.
Whitley.
My main jacket.
Oh. Whitley, would you come on?
I'm coming.
Leave it now. Come on, we gotta go.
I just have to get my bridal.
Oh, no,
there'll
be no going back for that with me. Uh-oh.
Stay down!
Who's in charge here? The jury's reached the verdict.
I am, Mr. Fireman, sir.
These domestic appliances overwhelmed the circuits and started to blaze. But the conflagration's been squelched.
Huh?
Fire's out.
Guilty? Oh, that was the setup.
There was some substantial superficial damage, but it was confined to an enclosure of a singular nature.
What?
He said the room is toast.
Precisely. Now, there was a slight injury of a minor nature.
Somebody under my care has been injured? Who is it?
A female of an African-American nature. Does that narrow it down for you?
Well, where is she?
On the second floor, partaking of our complimentary oxygen. Y'all have a nice day.
I've got to say he's been hurt.
Do you realize what could have happened?
I don't want to think about that right now, Kimberly.
But the dean will. Here she comes, girlfriend. Ladies?
Hello, Miss Dean, ma'am.
Don't even try it.
Dean, are you okay?
No, I'm alright, thanks.
Girl, your gumbo was tasty, but it's not worth risking my life.
So it was you. I should have known.
Does someone want to clue me in? What happened?
Ma'am, I was cooking gumbo in my room, and I started a fire. I'm sorry. I didn't...
Well, I'm sure you are. Whitley, ladies, let's take this into your apartment.
You too, little match girl.
Does this mean no more gumbo? This is a new storm. And I can't have you running it like a disco inferno.
It was not we who lit the match, ma'am.
Oh, how I wish it were. The appropriate punishment is suspension.
Kicked out of school? It was just an accident.
For how long?
That will be determined by the judicial board.
No, wait a minute. I can't leave school now. I worked too hard to get here.
I'm sorry, but you should have thought of that before you decided you were Chef Boyardee.
Seriously, the only reason why I was cooking was because I needed the money.
Wait a minute, Jane. This isn't entirely her fault. We have been having a lot of electrical wiring problems.
And I called maintenance 3 times this week, and I'm not too sure we were clear on which appliances are prohibited.
Dame Barksdale, she is impetuous and high-spirited, but not malicious. She's very bright. How can we deny our sister a future because of one youthful mistake?
One that could have been tragic.
But she knows that, and she's sorry.
There's no telling what Miss Lena can be under our close supervision.
Well, that's a generous gesture. Especially coming from you, Whitley.
It's coming from me, too.
Well, maybe I will recommend to the board that you not be suspended this time, but you will be held responsible for the damages.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, don't thank me yet. I'm making arrangements for you to work with Mr. Gaines to pay for it.
Look, nobody's ever done anything like that for me before. Thanks.
Maybe you should go to your room and collect what's ever left of your belongings.
You know, every time I'm just about to write you off, you turn around and do something human.
Don't put your pencil away yet, Sam. Miss Barstart is moving in with you.